Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I want to start off telling you something about one of our sponsors you probably don't know. It's about Henry Repeating Arms. This is a company that cares. I mean, really cares. And we aren't talking about slick Madison Avenue ads that are nothing more than virtue signaling half the time. No, Henry Repeating Arms, that American family-owned firearms company, they have a program called Guns for Great Causes, where special, limited edition, engraved Golden Boy lever-action rifles are made by Henry and sold with all of the proceeds donated to a child battling a life-threatening disease. This time around, Henry Repeating Arms is proud to announce a Guns for Great Causes benefit for 8-year-old Kalel Hamilton and his family. Kalel is currently battling Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a rare and terminal genetic disease with no known cure. Each of the 50 rifles in the Flex for Kalel series is a donation from Henry Repeating Arms president and owner Anthony Imperato to help raise funds for a treatment that could potentially save Kalel's life. All of the proceeds will go to Kalel's family, who will be donating the funds to a nonprofit organization, Cure Rare Diseases, to secure Kalel's eligibility for an experimental gene therapy treatment. You can find out more about Guns for Great Causes and about the accurate, reliable, made-in-America firearms made by Henry Repeating Arms at henryusa.com. To Anthony and all of you at Henry Repeating Arms, my hat is off to you for continuing this wonderful program every year. And Kalel, I'll be praying for you to get better soon. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we have more audio recorded in Fort Worth, Texas during the Bassmaster Classic. Two interviews occurred on Media Day, the day before the Classic began, and we just happened to luck into interviewing two anglers who did very, very well fishing this biggest of bass fishing tournaments. You'll hear from Chris Jones from Oklahoma and Justin Kerr, who hails from Lake Havasu, Arizona, just after the bottom of the hour. We'll also get a chance to tell you about another bass fishing circuit, one specifically for Christian men, women, and children. It's called the Fishers of Men Tournament Trail, and the founder of this national tournament circuit, Al Odom, will join us towards the end of this show to tell you about this tournament trail you can participate in for an affordable price that has tournaments from Texas to Florida to Maine and just about every state in between. Before we talk to Al, Chris, and Justin, though, we want to talk about a really important accessory for your fishing boat, that electric trolling motor. We're broadcasting from the Outdoors Expo at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth, Texas, and Motor Guide has got a booth here. Now, a lot of folks think of them as the other trolling motor company, but they've been around a long time. As a matter of fact, my first trolling motor that lasted for about 20 years was a transom-mounted Motor Guide. They are great electric trolling motors. And with us here to tell you more about the new ones they have today is Sam Carlisle. He is the general manager for Motor Guide. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the booth. We appreciate it.
So you're based in Michigan, but again, you've been around a long time. How long has Motor Guide been around now?
Yeah, so Motor Guide, 1961, we've been around for a long time. We started out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then we moved our facility up in the mid-2000s up to Grand Rapids, Michigan area. It's part of the Brunswick family. So really excited about that. And then we came out with the XI5 and some other motors throughout the lines. And really here at the Bassmaster Classic, we're featuring our all-new Tour Pro that we launched at ICAST 2 years ago. It's gotten a lot of great reviews, and we really felt like we came out with a product that thought about the fishermen first and all the things that they fight on the water to make their time on the water easier.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Tour Pro, and that's perfectly appropriate considering we're at the Super Bowl of tournament bass fishing. You know, what separates this from the other ones?
Yeah, so we really feel like the couple things that separate the Tour Pro are that it's America's only true cable steer trolling motor. So right now in the war...
Hold on, back up. What does that mean?
Yeah, so true cable steer is what we grew up fishing in the bass world. Cables tied to your pedal that control your direction of your lower unit and all of that feedback and instant response you get going in and out of docks, going in and out of stump fields, etc.
So I understand something else is that whether you're a tournament angler at the club level or whether you're a tournament angler at this level, you're spending a lot of time lifting that motor up, putting it back down. I understand yours is a whole lot easier to lift up and put away. And, you know, a long day on the water is a long day on the water, and every bit of calories that you can save helps.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're about 40% easier to stow than the leading competitor. So what that means, and to put it in perspective, is during the prototyping phase, Shaw Grigsby is one of our pro anglers, and his 12-year-old grandson at the time, one of the biggest things that he did not like about being on the front of the boat was having to stow and deploy the motor because it was so heavy and cumbersome. So he had his grandson get up there not knowing what he was getting into, and that kid could stow and deploy it by himself, and Shaw said he can't get his grandson off the front of the boat now.
I love it. Let's talk about something else, and that is the fact that when it comes to sonar, your Tour Pro actually matches up with just about anything you want to use.
Yeah, so we have an HDI transducer in the nose cone. So that's 83-200, 455, 800 kilohertz transducer. So that's regular sonar and down imaging sonar. We come out with adapter cables to the sonar of your choice. So we connect with all the major brands, Lowrance, Humminbird, Garmin, and with Raymarine, we only do the traditional through some of the adapters there. So we want to be a universal and agnostics, so that way we understand that everyone has different preferences on their sonar, but we feel like we can be the trolling motor for everyone.
I think that's really smart. Now, we are talking a lot about bass fishing on the show, but we've got walleye anglers tuning in too, and you've got a trolling motor just for them, the XI5. Tell our listeners about this.
Yeah, so the XI5 was our first GPS trolling motor that we came out with about 2012, 2013. And so that really started in the electric steer walleye. We carried all that same great GPS, which is an industry-leading GPS technology, into the Tour Pro. So it's the same GPS accuracy that you're going to find that started in the walleye segment, where those guys are really in the big, thick waves, the Great Lakes, and the heavy wind and heavy current, and they're dragging baits, they're casting and jigging, and really that boat positioning really made a lot of difference to them.
And you know, folks, this is so key. When you have the ability to set this and keep it in one place without throwing an anchor out, and let's be honest, throwing an anchor out, you're not staying in one place. You're kind of swinging around and bouncing around all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So with that anchor accuracy, we stay in about a 3-foot radius circle, so 6 foot. And the way that our algorithms and our GPS work using two compasses, it really knows when you're starting to make a movement off of that spot that you want to stay on. So our anchor mode keeps you locked down on that spot for as long as you want, and then you can make your adjustments. You can move left to right, jog, and re-anchor yourself, and much more.
Let's talk about one more trolling motor you have, and this one is for those kayak anglers. And this segment is growing in a big, big way over the last 10 years. Really glad you've got a trolling motor just for them. Tell our listeners more about the motor guide just for kayak anglers, the XI3.
Yeah, the XI3 was the little brother to the XI5. It's the same exact same GPS technology in a smaller form. We come out with a 12-volt and a 24-volt in that segment, saltwater and freshwater. We saw an opportunity with the kayak industry really growing in power. So the problem that we saw with the kayak industry is everyone was powering your boat to get there, nobody was giving you the ability to stay there.
Right.
So with the new XI3 kayak motor we came out with last year in freshwater, we saw an exponential increase in that market, and we definitely have the majority of boats in that space. We make it easy to use, and it gets you there and it keeps you there. We're now looking into the saltwater side of the business as well, because we know there's a lot of people in Galveston and Florida that fish that intercoastal waterways, and that's going to be really beneficial for them as well.
Impressive all the way around, but getting back to my roots, tell me Motor Guide is still making those transom mounted trolling motors that I love.
Yeah, we still have the R3 and the R5 in the series in the lineup there on those transom mounts for sure. And you know, those are just a volume, great little boat for John boats and stuff like that. We still have our X3, our entry cable steer as well, and all that. And our quality is improving. Our team is growing, and there's a big investment in Motor Guide right now. And Motor Guide's back. The tour is back.
Glad to hear. Glad to see you here at the Bassmaster Classic. And folks, you can find Motor Guide trolling motors literally all over North America. Again, they've been around for a long time. Their name is a great name, and they do make great motors, I can tell you from personal experience. Look for a Motor Guide trolling motor near you, whether you are a tournament angler, whether you're a walleye angler, whether you're a kayak angler, or maybe just taking out the old 12-footer for a spin on the pond. Sam, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from the Outdoors Expo at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth, Texas. And I ran across somebody that I get to talk to from time to time, a fellow Outdoors Radio pro. His name is Kent Brown. He hosts Ultimate Bass Radio every Saturday morning on KHTK AM 1140 out of Sacramento. Kent, great to see you.
Yeah, it is great to actually get to hang out and not just be on a phone line or on a radio line. So it's cool to be back in the classic and having everybody here.
I am tickled pink to actually finally meet you in person. We've done several interviews over the years talking mainly about California bass fishing. But today, I want to talk about the brand new bass boat that Triton has come out with. Tell our listeners more about it.
Well, yeah, White River Marine has made a big push with Triton boats, and we've got our own production facility now building the Tritons in Midway, Arkansas. That's all they build in that plant now. This boat's been in the makings for about 2 years. It's been talked about, it's been hinted about, and yesterday we actually got to pull the tarp off of it and show everybody the new 21 XRT Triton, brand new 21-foot boat. It is incredible.
And this boat is made just for tournament fishermen, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I mean, if you watch the tournament anglers on TV today, they're all running multiple electronics, you know, two big HDS 12s on the dash and multiple units on the bow. Well, we've actually put a big enough console in this thing. We're going to flush mount those units. They're not hanging on brackets all over the console now. So they're flush mounted 12s. It's a big boat. We've added fuel capacity to it. We've given it a little more fuel for those longer runs, a big wide deck, and more importantly, just a lot more storage in the boat.
Storage is always important. Any angler knows there's never enough room. Getting back to the electronics, what kind of electronics are you running on this boat?
Well, this boat that we have in the show and our standard packages will have Lowrance HDS 12 Lives on them. But, you know, there's a lot of different options for electronics that you can order from your local Triton dealer when you go in to look at the boat. One of the other cool things about the electronics in this boat is in one push pad is all the controls in the boat. It's a digital pad. It's all push button, and it controls everything from your live wells, your aerator pumps, and then all your instrumentation for your outboard.
Let's talk about the outboard. What are we looking at here?
Oh, man, that's the Sneezing Dragon. If you've heard of Mercury 250 four-stroke Pro XS fire up, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, a couple of years ago, Mercury came along and just kind of staggered the outboard industry with their four-stroke technology. And it weighs the same as the old Optimaxes. It's a V8 four-stroke motor, and it is the choice of everybody across the country.
I think a lot of folks would be very excited about this, but it's no secret that boats are very hard to come by right now. Now, it's literally just getting unveiled here at the Bassmaster Classic. When can folks expect to be able to actually get one of these of their own and get it out on the lake for some tournament fishing?
Well, we're going to start building those boats the 1st of July. We should be looking at shipping some of the first ones out the end of July, and the production will increase on that as well. And so we're definitely have some boats that are going to be out there, and all the information on this boat's at TritonBoats.com. They're going to be able to get on there, see Randy Howell, former Bassmaster Classic champ, do a full walkthrough on that boat and point out all the features.
And folks, I'll tell you what, you better get in on the ground floor and ask for one now. There is going to be a waiting list for these boats. It is just a beautiful bass boat. Like you said, the electronics. You can't underestimate the importance of multiple electronics. The flush mount is fantastic. This is going to be a real big winner, that's for sure.
Thanks, John. It really is. And right now, yeah, we have more boat buyers than we have boats these days. But there's definitely boats available out there. So go see your local dealer, and they'll get one in your garage.
In the meantime, folks, we cover bass fishing on the show, but if you really want to get deep in the weeds on bass fishing, you've got to check out Kent Brown's Ultimate Bass Radio, Saturday mornings, 6 a.m., KHTK, AM 1140 out of Sacramento. And yes, he does podcast that show too. Kent, always a pleasure.
Thank you, John. It's great to be on the show again, and definitely call me up, man. We'll talk California bass fishing.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we're broadcasting from the Outdoors Expo at the Will Rogers Coliseum in Fort Worth, Texas. And there's all sorts of great stuff here if you are a bass angler. As a matter of fact, if you're any angler, I think you're going to like what's here. And one thing that really caught my eye is something from Beatdown Outdoors LLC. They're out of Sedalia, Missouri, brand new company, and they have solved a problem for all of you who have a bow-mounted electronic, a fish finder on the bow of your boat, whether it's a bass boat, whether it's a walleye boat, whether it's any other kind of boat, and you're cranking your neck down all day trying to look at that thing, and the sun's bouncing off it, and you can't see it at all. Beatdown Outdoors has figured it out. With us here to tell you more about it is co-owner Blake Price and his wife, Sarah Price. Welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
So you came up with this concept a year ago. I understand that you are a machinist by trade,
yep.
And I'm guessing you must be an angler too. Tell us about how this came about and exactly what it is and how it works.
Right. My dad and I co-own a machine shop, so we actually make all the pieces in-house. And we kind of came up with the idea about almost 2 years ago now, I guess. We were getting ready to go on a trip. And we were kind of fighting the same thing everybody else was. We got live sonar, but everything's mounted down on the deck of the boat. And there was a couple mounts out there, but there was nothing that would drop all the way down. So basically our idea was get it up 30 inches so it's up here in your face, and then you can drop it down out of the way, and it's strong, it's sturdy. That was kind of our thing. You know, we're, like I said, we own a machine shop, so quality and precision parts is kind of our wheelhouse. So
I love this idea. I mean, I absolutely love this idea. I think any other angler will too. Number one, looks really sturdy. Number two, I'm going to ask the Shark Tank question here. Do you have a patent on it?
Yeah, we do. Actually, it just issued on June 1st, so there you go.
So, Sarah, your husband, and your father-in-law decided to go into business on this. This is probably going to turn into a full-time job. How do you feel about this, and what are you doing as part of the company?
Well, they're very capable. It's definitely something I'm happy to see them pursue. And I'm a nurse by trade, so a little bit foreign to me, but I'm here to help in whatever way I can.
You're doing so far so good. You certainly gave me a brief rundown of things before I got to talk to Blake here. You know, have you gotten any interest from any of the electronics companies to actually partner with you on this to kind of roll stuff out across the country?
No one's actually contacted us from the electronics companies yet. We've had some boat dealers or manufacturers that kind of displayed a little bit of interest.
So right now, you're based in Sedalia, Missouri. If people want to look at this, if people want to buy this, how do they go about doing so?
So we obviously have social media, Facebook. It's Beatdown Outdoors Facebook page. We have Instagram. Beatdownproducts.com is our website. You can give us a call. Our number is 660-287-8833. We're happy to talk to our customers. We love interacting and getting ideas from them as well. So
right now, it's direct-to-consumer just from you. Is that correct?
We have a few local dealers set up around the Sedalia area, a couple down in Oklahoma, but really, the second half of this year, we're taking this ICAST. It's going to the new product showcase. We're going to try to win an award down there. So we're really looking at starting to turn into the dealers second half of this year.
I'm rooting for you, and I'm thinking you got a really good shot at it. Because, again, folks, this is something that just anglers need. And once you see it, it's one of those you hit your forehead moments. It's like, why didn't anyone think of this before? To have something that's in your face with the electronics that you can just put right down again for travel, and it's out of the way. Absolutely brilliant idea. Last question, what do they retail for?
Basically, our shorty start at $390, the Ultimate starts at $425. Our design's completely modular, so you can just add on any option you want. You want a double stack, we have triple stacks. We have a guy that wanted to mount four on one. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, really, it's expandable to any limit. So, yeah.
All right. One more time with the website. One more time with the Facebook page.
All right. So, our Facebook page is Beatdown Outdoors. We have Instagram as well. And then the website's beatdownproducts.com.
That's beatdownproducts.com and Beatdown Outdoors on Facebook. Check this out. Again, if you are tired of trying to decipher what your electronics are telling you at your feet, bring those electronics up to you while you're fishing. So much easier. Really takes things to a different level in terms of your fishing prowess and efficiency. And when you're ready to travel and get on the water, get on plane again, you just put it right back down and off you go. Blake, Sarah, great idea. I see great things ahead for both of you. Thanks for sharing it with our listeners today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, it's Media Day at the Bassmaster Classic, and I am with Justin Kerr. Now, he's one of the few competitors from the Western U.S. His home is Lake Havasu in Arizona, and he came here, well, you might say the working man's way, through the Bass Nation. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
40 of the competitors are here through the Elite Series, and these are the guys that are fishing a lot of those southeastern and southern lakes. You're out west, which is a whole different animal when it comes to the Bassmaster Tournament, so you've been competing through Bass Nation, and a lot of folks think of this as the Weekend Warriors, the working man's Bass Tournament Series. Why don't we start off by telling folks a little bit more about how Bass Nation works?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. It is definitely a working man's deal, but it's also a grassroots of fishing, and there's tons and tons of guys that fish the nation that are awesome fishermen that don't get the opportunity, like myself, or there's guys like Brandon Polinick that have come up through the nation that are, I mean, he's going to be a legend in the sport. So the nation is a very, very important thing to have from Bass, and for me this year to represent the nation is an awesome experience and an honor. So the nation worked for me through Nevada. I obviously live in Arizona, but I qualified through Nevada. And we have regional tournaments, and then we go to a regional qualifier. And if you're the top of your state, you go move on to nationals. And nationals was at Pickwick in Florence, Alabama last year. And the top three of that advanced to the Bassmaster Classic. And I was fortunate enough to get third place, and here I am.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Heard a lot of good things about you from our mutual friend Glenn May at BassResource.com. He thinks the world of you. He's rooting for you. Know a lot of folks in California rooting for you, too. You know, this is an interesting fishery here at Lake Ray Roberts. The water's come up. I know a lot of anglers are going to be flipping into the brush. What are you going to be doing?
You know, I'll probably be doing a little bit of that, too. This lake this week's been very similar to my home lakes, Colorado River. So hopefully it stays like that, and I can put some big bass in the well.
What about the offshore bite here at Ray Roberts? I know they got brush piles. Is that going to be a factor, do you think, or are you expecting most of the boats to be right close to shore during this tournament?
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be guys fishing offshore. These guys are the best of the best and phenomenal electronics, and which I'm not. So these guys will be fishing little foundations and little rock piles, and I'm sure they'll get them. I just don't know personally how many fish are in this place. So maybe big bag one day, smaller bag the next, big bag last day. So I think you have a milk run of spots, they'll probably catch them offshore pretty good.
When it comes to strengths, what's the strength you're bringing to this tournament? Something where you might rise above some of the other competitors in terms of fishing style or otherwise?
You know, my strength living on the Colorado River kind of developed into a shallow water fisherman. And this year, it seemed for me, I'm going to fish a little bit shallow. I have a few offshore spots, but predominantly shallow. And coming from the west, I have a different approach than most people. A little more power finesse, you would call it. And, you know, hopefully that plays in my hands.
I noticed one of your sponsors is Evergreen Custom Bass Rods. Now, you've been fishing as a tournament angler for a long time. And I understand they were one of your first sponsors, and they stuck with you for how many years now?
Yeah, I was sponsored by Evergreen International since 2008, and they make amazing stuff. They're actually a company that's been around for 32 years, I believe. So obviously the jackhammer has been put on the map last couple years. It's probably the hottest bait in bass fishing. So that just shows their quality of stuff, and their rods are high-end. You can find them mostly at Tackle Warehouse, and they've been an awesome company to work with.
One other thing I'd like to talk about is your boat. You've got a Ranger boat. Don't see as many Ranger boats as I have in the past in terms of the classics and tournaments. Obviously, you like it. Why?
Yeah, you know, of course, I'm very fortunate to run the Bass Nation boat this year. From making the Classic, I'm using their Nation boat, which is a Ranger, powered by a Mercury, of course. That new four-stroke's unbelievable. And I've been with Ranger for about 8 years, and I know there's been a little shake-ups here and there, and it kind of worked out in my favor this year. And I have the 20L, and the space is unbelievable, and, of course, it fishes like no other boat. And hopefully we can pull it off in the Ranger.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to ride on one yesterday. What a comfortable ride, even in some chop. Handles it so well. And you're right, that Mercury motor, boy, that has got some power to it. Are you topping out around 70 miles an hour?
Yeah, I can get this boat about 72, actually. I got the prop dialed in pretty good and runs.
Impressive. Impressive indeed. See, you said this is a Bass Nation boat. What does that mean exactly?
So the top three guys had the option to run a boat this year from Ranger and the Nation. And the first place guy and the second place guy opted not to, so they called me, which, you know, I was third place. So, of course, I'm going to run the Ranger. They'll let me use it for the year and give it back at the end of the year. And you couldn't ask for anything better, especially in this sport. To use a boat for the year is pretty special.
Oh, it's a big deal. And, folks, this is a beautiful boat. Last question for you here. For people who want to be where you're at today, you know, they haven't started out, or maybe they're just at the very basic club tournament level. You know, Bass Nation is clearly the way to go if you're the weekend warrior, if you're the working man that wants to get into it. Any advice for aspiring bass anglers who want to be standing where you are today at the Bassmaster Classic?
Yeah, first is, you know, obviously try to fish as much as you can. And if you don't get the opportunity, yes, the Nation is a very good way. And, you know, if you're a good bass fisherman and you're good, you'll advance and you'll get better and better every tournament. And having those Nation tournaments to get to the Classic, I mean, that's the biggest tournament bass fishing. So, I mean, how could you not want to at least try to do that? So,
absolutely. Well, Justin, wishing you the best at the Classic here, and hopefully if you win, you'll save me an interview and we'll talk about this again.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Thank you.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we continue to broadcast from Media Day at Fort Worth, Texas for the Bassmaster Classic. 54 of the best bass anglers in the world are here getting ready to compete at Lake Ray Roberts. One of them is Chris Jones from Oklahoma. Chris, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
So, Chris, what was your road to the Bassmaster Classic?
It was a Bass Open win on the Arkansas River. It's my home water. It's the second time I've won there. Both of them got me in the avenue of the Bassmaster Classic. First one was in 14, and this one was June of last year.
Well, we've got quite a few listeners in Arkansas that I know are going to be rooting for you here at the Classic. Got a question, though. I'm used to seeing lots of fishing-related wraps on all these boats here. But you've got one that is not fishing related at all. It looks like one of your big sponsors is Bushnell. I thought they made binoculars and rangefinders. I didn't know they made fishing gear.
They do, but most guys in the outdoors, we either hunt or fish, or we're crossover and we do both. So it was just a great avenue to represent Bushnell for their 25th anniversary of the rangefinder.
I got to tell you, that was actually pretty smart marketing on their part, because you're right. I mean, the folks that listen to this show, they're not just fishermen. They're hunters, too. We love to do both. And let's talk a little bit about that rangefinder. I know we should be talking about the Classic here. 25th anniversary of the rangefinder, you said?
Yes, sir. They introduced it 25 years ago, and this is their anniversary of it.
That's amazing. And, folks, you can find rangefinders all over the place now, but I've had Bushnell Optics in the past, and they are quality. They are fine indeed.
You know, whenever I was growing up, Bushnell, you seen them in Walmart, and it was the cheaper versions, but they've stepped their games up, and their crystals are as clear as anybody's. I mean, I'd put them against anybody on the market anymore for a lot better quality price.
I guess I should ask, what kind of hunting do you like to do, Chris?
Pretty much everything. You know, I've got a couple young boys, and they like to, you know, squirrel and rabbit hunt, but we mainly deer and turkey hunt. The turkey season is, you know, spring, deer and fishing time, so it's hard for me to get time in, but that's what they really like to do is turkey hunt.
That's all right. I'm guessing those rangefinders, though, come in awfully handy during deer season.
Absolutely.
All right. So, secrets for success. What are you going to be doing for your chance to win this Classic?
It's going to be just getting the five right bites. It's not really no secret. I mean, it's a flooded lake, and we're going to have to just be flipping bushes and, you know, and hope that I can get the five right ones and get them in a boat.
You're not the only one to say this. I have a feeling the shoreline's going to be pretty crowded tomorrow because just about everybody on practice day that I saw was definitely flipping into the shoreline.
It's kind of funny. When we got here the first day of our official practice, Friday or Saturday morning now, it seems like it was a long time ago, everybody was at their island offshore, and we all was doing it. And then the second day was a little less. The third day, I think I seen like one or two boats out there. I mean, it was that's where they should be, but with the water up, they're not out there concentrated. I'm not going to say that it won't be blown away out there. Somebody found them out there. It will be. I just never could make it work. I've got one or two places I'm going to hit tomorrow that I've seen a few fish on or had a few bites, but they're just not piled up out there, in my opinion.
Any go-to lures you're going to be using?
No, I mean, I'm going to flip several Yum soft plastics and throw a few hard baits from Booyah, but it's not going to be anything secret.
Well, I understand, and it's all about adaptability. You're going to use what works. Chris, rooting for you. Wish you the best at the Classic, and thanks for taking the time today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement, pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college, or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
To celebrate the Papa Bear in your life, the popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got yet another interview for you recorded at the Outdoors Expo of the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth, Texas. So many great vendors here, so many people I want to talk to, and one of them I couldn't pass up was Fishers of Men. This is a faith-based organization, and they actually have a national tournament trail with all sorts of opportunities to compete. With us here to tell you more about bass fishing as a man of faith or a woman of faith is Al Odom. Al, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man. It's always a pleasure to be able to share what we do at Fishers of Men with folks all over the country.
Well, let's start off and tell folks exactly what Fishers of Men is besides just a faith-based organization.
Well, you know, that's our sole purpose in existing, is our mission, which is to share Jesus with anglers, with fishermen and their families through professionally run competitive tournaments that are available for the local weekend angler. And we have several different series that do that. We have our bread and butter, which is where we started, is our Berkeley Team Series, where typically two men partner up. I mean, it could be a man and a lady or a man and his kid, but, you know, that's just a basic team series. And then we have our Legacy Series, which is our adult junior series, which requires one partner to be an adult and one partner to be a junior. So typically you get dad and his son or mom and their son or whatever like that, but everybody's an adult junior team. And then we have a couple of other series. We have our weeknight series, which is kind of like a little Tuesday night fruit jar series.
Very love that. Love that.
And then we have our high school series, which is brand new to us last year. Just started doing that and working in high school fishing. And so all those series, you know, are available throughout the eastern half of the United States. Basically, if you think of the footprint of Fishers of Men, if you started in Maine, we do have a division in Maine, and you went all the way down to Florida, you moved out to Texas, up to Minnesota, and back over to Maine. That box right there is kind of what we operate in presently. And, of course, we're always looking for opportunities to expand out into other places, like out to the West Coast.
Well, this sounds fantastic. Now, you also have a brand-new Ultimate Tournament Series, too. Is that correct?
That's true. That's the one I left out. Trying to think of it while we were talking. The Abu Garcia UBC, all stands for Ultimate Bass Challenge, and it's patterned after the Major League Fishing format where every fish counts. And we use the Score Tracker Live app, and so it updates. You get this. It's the same experience for the anglers, just like watching Major League Fishing, but they're participating. The anglers bring a marshal with them. We place the marshal in somebody else's boat. The marshal actually gets to fish for a big fish prize, so he's not just sitting back there twiddling his thumbs all day.
Oh, I love that. Makes being a marshal a whole bunch more fun.
Yeah, and the marshals, they do a little side pot, $10 side pot for the one big fish of the day. So they understand that their primary purpose is there to weigh the angler in the front of the boats, but they don't just have to sit around and do nothing all day.
This sounds like the tournament series I want to be a marshal for. Let's talk a little bit about entry fees. You know, a lot of times in a national tournament trail series in particular, and even at regional levels, those tournament fees can be pretty intimidating. What do yours look like?
Well, that's one thing that we tried to do when we first started. We tried to look at the landscape of tarmac fishing. And of course, you've got some tarmacs that are in the $200 to $500 range, and you got some that are in the $30 to $60 range. And so we tried to kind of get in the middle of that. Our team series events are $150 per team.
That's very affordable.
And then things like our Legacy Series is $100 per team. Our UBC is $100 per person in that for the anglers. And obviously the Marshall, as we mentioned, is $10. So the weeknight series is $40 a team, you know, because that's just like a little, like I said, like a little Tuesday night fruit jar tournament. So we've tried to make things very affordable, but get to the level where we kind of bill ourselves as, and I'm a part of a bass club, so I'm not speaking disparagingly about a bass club, but kind of the next step above the bass club level, but not all the way up to where you're in the professional ranks and you're competing against, you know, people and you're having to spend, you know, $500 to $1,000 in entry fees and stuff. That make it really affordable for the working man and try to reach the masses like that.
All of these series that you've talked about, do you just compete at the local level and that's it? Or is there a way to climb up the ladder and become a national champion in the Fishers of Men National Tournament Trail?
I'm glad you asked that, John. Yes, there definitely is. We have our national championship, and really that's kind of where we put most of the eggs in our basket in our team series. Last year at our national championship, we paid out over $150,000 in cash and prizes.
Nice.
Including two fully rigged Basscat Mercurys, a Basscat Puma with a 250 and a Sabre with a 150. So, you know, there's a chance for guys to walk away with some really serious prizes. I think at our national last year, we had 175. We pay one place for every five entries in that series. And I think the last paying place in that event was $1,000. They do pay a $200 entry fee when they get to the national championship, and that's just so that we can pay out more money because we do over 100% payout at our national events. Legacy has its own national championship. The UBC has its own national championship. So those three series have their own national championship, and then our high school series, we feed them into some national championships that are put on by other organizations so they can actually qualify to go there and win college scholarships and things like that.
Well, folks, there you go. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and I know a lot of you listening, like me, are indeed, Fishers of Men might be a great tournament trail for you to participate in. It's affordable. There's some great payouts, as you heard, at the national level, and a lot of fun to be had at the local level. What's the website folks should go to find out more, Al?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue twister, FOMNTT.com. And so you're probably not going to remember that at first take. So here's the easy way. If you think of Fishers of Men National Tournament Trail, just take the first letter off of every word, FOMNTT.com, and you can find us there, find out information. Find out information about our ministry pro partners. We've got about 15 different pros that have partnered with us, guys like Jay Ellis, Mark Rose, Randy Howell, Andy Montgomery. We actually sponsor Andy Montgomery, and many of you have probably, if you've watched Major League Fishing, you've seen Andy Montgomery in the Fishers of Men wrap boat and with the Fishers of Men jersey. He's a great ambassador for us, but we've got a bunch of other guys that we're connected to, and you can find all that information on our website.
Sounds like a great opportunity. One more time with the website, Al.
FOMNTT.com.
That's the Fishers of Men National Tournament Trail. If you're a bass angler, and again, a man or woman of faith, this is something you definitely need to check out. Al, thanks for what you do. God bless you, and thank you for sharing this today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me.
Next, I want to tell you about a recent fishing trip I enjoyed on the Columbia River bordering Oregon and Washington. There's a huge run of American shad there. Millions of shad have been coming up there in recent years every June and July, and I'm not much for eating shad, but I sure like to catch them. They're scrappy fighters, and I like to cut up some and use them for crab bait, too. So I headed down there earlier this week, caught a bunch of shad, and then it was time to cut them up for bait. And my fillet knife, it did the job just fine on the tailgate of my pickup truck. Not because of the quality of the knife. That wasn't it. No, it was the sharpness of the blade. And I got that blade sharp using my guided field sharpener that I carry in my glove box from WorkSharp Tools. It has that guide right on there. It has the different surfaces you can use for abrasion purposes and honing purposes to get a great edge on that fillet knife, and it makes cutting through those shad oh so easy. Took no time at all to cut up those shad, put them in plastic bags, put them on ice, and now they're in the freezer waiting to be used for crab bait later this summer. As for the field-guided knife sharpener and other knife sharpeners, well, you can find those from WorkSharp at stores all over the country or online anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. We are running out of time, but in case you were wondering how those pros we interviewed the day before the Bassmaster Classic did during the 3-day Super Bowl of fishing, I can tell you, Justin Kerr, that Western U.S. angler from Lake Havasu, he had a decent first day and a very good day 2 and day 3 and ended up in 4th place, taking home a $30,000 paycheck. As for Chris Jones, the angler from Oklahoma with the Bushnell Optics wrap on his boat, he had a great performance in the Bassmaster Classic as well, and he ended day 3 in 3rd place, cashing in a $40,000 check. Not bad for a week's worth by either angler. As for the winner, as we mentioned last week, that was Hank Cherry from North Carolina, one of the few anglers who has ever won back-to-back Bassmaster Classics, and he did so in a big way with just under 51 pounds of bass weighed in during this 3-day tournament. His winnings, in case you missed that too, he won big, as in 300K big. Congrats again to Hank, to Chris, to Justin, and to all the other anglers who got the opportunity to fish the Bassmaster Classic at Lake Ray Roberts this year north of Fort Worth, Texas. As we wrap things up, I'd like to thank our guests, Chris Jones, Justin Kerr, Sam Carlisle with Motor Guide, and Al Odom with the Fishers of Men Tournament Trail. They had some great information and stories to share, and I hope you enjoyed hearing them. Here's hoping that you are blessed in the days ahead. Here's hoping that you also are able to get outside and hopefully stay cool and have some fun, whether you're on the water, whether you're in the woods, whether you're going for a hike, or whether you've got a fishing rod in your hand, or maybe just paddling down a lazy river. There's a lot to do outside this summer. So until next time, do remember this. It is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Redding area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet, and his bronze coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. 1 Samuel chapter 17.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses. And today we are talking about basically just people, but magically bigger people.
That would be the giants. Now, we're not talking about Andre the Giant giants, not people who are just incredibly tall. We are talking about actual mythical creatures, legends, tales of races of tall people.
Across the world, a lot of cultures show tall people as powerful people. I believe there are 2 different Shinto emperors who are reported to have been more than 10 feet tall. So at first sight, if your hero is encountering a giant, they can be very intimidated without even talking to or encountering physically.
So when we're talking about these mythical giants, the biggest thing about them in most legends is that they're basically people, but big. They are sometimes slower, less intelligent, but always strong.
And I've found cannibalism is something that we see a lot of, or at least eating humans in some way. You know, grind your bones for bread kind of a mantra. We see that in a couple of different giant stories around the world.
I have a hard time siding with Jack on the Jack and the Beanstalk story. What would you do if somebody invaded your house and stole your stuff?
Probably exactly the same thing.
So let's get into some examples of giant or large, intimidating, strong creatures. Of course, you have your trolls and your ogres and your orcs.
A lot of the references to giants are an alternate race, similar to elves and dwarves, where they are human-like, but not. They aren't exactly gods. They aren't demonic in any way. They're mostly just a different kind of people.
In Norse mythology, you have the Jotuns.
And to be clear, the Avengers mythology as well.
Of course, the frost giants from Jotunheim are very based on this race of giants in Norse mythology.
There was a carving that was dated to about the 10th century AD of, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name because I'm going to butcher it.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour. Townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockster. A 2018 engineering report that said the oceanfront condominium building that collapsed this week near Miami had major structural damage to a concrete structural slab below its pool deck that needed extensive repairs. The report was released by the city of Surfside as rescuers are continuing to search for over 150 people still missing.
We continue to have hope. We're continuing to search. We're looking for people alive in the rubble. That is our priority, and our teams have not stopped.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the death toll still remains at 4. A historic heat wave hovering over Washington and Oregon. Temperatures could get up to 30 degrees above normal in the coming days. Seattle expected to edge above 100 over the weekend. And in Portland, the thermometer could hit 108, breaking an all-time record. First hurricane of the Pacific season forming. The Hurricane Enrique centered about 220 miles south of Cabo Corrientes, south of Puerto Vallarta. And Johnson & Johnson's agreed to pay some $230 million to settle claims that the pharmaceutical giant actually helped fuel the opioid crisis.
The deal announced Saturday requires Johnson & Johnson to make a series of payments over 9 years that will cover the total. The drug maker also agreed to end the manufacturing and distribution of opioids across the nation. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued the drug maker and was about to go to trial, said in a statement, the company helped fuel this fire, but today they're committing to leaving the opioid business. J&J said in a statement, the settlement is not an admission of liability or wrongdoing by the company and its actions relating to the marketing and promotion of important prescription pain medications were appropriate and responsible. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Finland has seen a spike in coronavirus cases due to Finnish soccer fans returning from a recent European Championship match in St. Petersburg.
The Finnish health authorities urged all passengers who returned home via bus to take a coronavirus test, as they believe buses may have been exposed to the virus. Finland played two of its Euro 2020 group games in St. Petersburg, facing Russia on June the 16th and Belgium on June the 21st. At least 2,000 Finns are estimated to have travelled to the city for those matches. I'm Karen Chamath.
Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has been buried. Thousands line the streets of Manila today to remember him for defending democracy in the Southeast Asian nation. He's also known for standing up to China in bitter territorial disputes and striking a peace deal with Muslim guerrillas. News and analysis at townhall.com. Southwest Airlines plans to raise minimum pay to $15 an hour for about 7,000 of their employees. They cite the need to attract and keep workers as the airline industry continues to recover from the pandemic.
Southwest said Friday that it intends for the raises to take effect August 1st. The airline said the raises will work out to 7% to 11% for new hires and cover call center operators, customer service agents, skycaps, and others. For some, the company will have to negotiate with labor unions. Southwest continually works to attract and retain the best candidates for open positions, a spokesman said. As part of this ongoing effort, Southwest is increasing minimum pay rates so that all hourly employees will make at least $15 per hour. Patrick Foss reporting.
A man who Arvada, Colorado police say was a hero after shooting a suspect that killed a police officer was inadvertently shot by responding officers. This is SRN News.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Charge engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Is your doodle acting a bit depressed? Are your calicos behaving chaotic? Does your French bulldog have you really freaking out? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time again to analyze the animals. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. If you have a question or a comment, want to share a story about your dog or cat or any type of pet you have, now's a great time to do it. So if you love animals and the environment, stay tuned, because once again, it's time for The Pet Show right here. Coming up on today's show, we have a lot of things going on. Just a reminder, if you're new to The Pet Show, everyone that calls in and gets going to be live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or their cat. Many of the items I give away on The Pet Show are $25, $35, $40 or more. So if you have a question about your pet's behavior, they're jumping, they're chewing, your cat's not using a litter box, hates other cats, doesn't like your new boyfriend, your dog's not housebroken. If you have a question about your pet's, great time to give me a call. And if you get through to The Pet Show, a great gift will be on its way for your dog or your cat. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. You know, we've spent a lot of time with our dogs and cats this past year. There are many very, very positive things that our pets have taught us by spending so much time together. I'll explain how these will help you into the future. Also coming up on today's show, I receive so many calls on the show, text, emails, about aggressive behavior. But before you blame your dog, maybe what you need to do is see your veterinarian. We're going to talk about aggressive behavior coming up a little bit later, and some aggressive behavior is due to medical issues. Also coming up, how can we make our senior pets live more comfortable through the aging process? You know, our dogs, our cats have given us the most incredible times of their lives. They've helped us through the hard times. They've made us laugh. We wouldn't want to laugh. And now they're older, and it's up to us to take proper care of them. So we'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, poor guy suffering from separation anxiety, depression, your dog chases anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, your cat just scratched your favorite chair, kept you up all night, or your dog honestly believes that anything around him that moves he must hump, give me a call. Great time to call me. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, you know, what have you learned about your dogs and cats during the pandemic? We've been spending a lot of time with them, but what have you learned from them about how to deal with life? Give me a call. I got so many great gifts to give away. I got Hugs and Kisses supplements to give away, Cat's Incredible Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Office of Gold, those amazing T-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, copies of my best-selling behavior books, Hemp Seed Oil. So it's a great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. Love to hear from some people out there that might be anxious about the 4th of July coming up and how their pets may deal with it. Give me a call on that. I'll guide you through that as well. And, you know, on my Los Angeles show, which I just finished up a little while ago, I was talking to a woman who wanted to adopt an older cat, and the adoption agency refused to adopt her the cat, and I couldn't figure out what the reason was. Now, I understand that rescues and humane organizations, I serve on the board for many, have to make sure that whoever they're adopting a dog or a cat to is going into a good home. But sometimes they go a little overboard. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Are people being turned down that should not be turned down? I'll give you a prime example. My own doctor, who's had Labradors his entire life, Labs his entire life, they've lived to be 14, 13 years old, great lifespan for a Labrador. Been using the same vet pretty much all those years. He went to Labrador Rescue not too far from where I live, and they turned him down. Why? Because he works a lot of hours, but he also has someone who lives at the house all day long taking care of the dog. This was a dog that they couldn't find a home for, but they turned them down. Unbelievable. If you've been turned down by a shelter, or if you're a shelter that thinks maybe you overdo it or don't overdo it, I'd like to hear both sides. I mean, I know what the situation is, so I want to hear from both. So give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. As I said, many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to call me. If you have any questions or comments or just want to share a story about your dog or cat or tell me about a dog or cat you adopted during the pandemic, I'll still send you a great gift. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Let me take a phone call right off the bat. Let me go to Sandra. Hey, Sandra, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. It's really great to talk to you.
Well, same thing. I've been waiting all week to talk to you, Sandra. What can I do to help you?
Great. Recently, a month ago, I adopted a Siberian Husky from the county or city shelter. He's 4 years old or so, and he had kennel cough, which we treated with the doctor. Cycling, but we understood he was a picky eater, and so we tried to introduce all kinds of foods for him, and we've been cooking like chicken breast and rice, and still his poop is puddly or sometimes a little form. And it's
Sandra, how long is it? First of all, bless you for adopting the 4-year-old husky. I love the breed. How long has he been with you?
About 1 month.
And he's had the loose stools for over that month?
Yes.
And have you spoken?
Up and down, yeah.
Yeah. Have you spoken to a veterinarian about it yet?
No. I've only went to one for an exam in the beginning, and we have an appointment for a blood test and stool samples coming this Monday.
Okay, that's important because it might be that the dog has some type of parasites, some type of worm, and maybe something else that's causing this, but it sounds to me like it's a resolvable issue. So I'm glad you're going to see the vet. That's the right thing to do for the dog and you. But it could also be the diet. Remember, we don't know how he got to the shelter, do we?
I heard that he was a stray.
Okay, so if he was a stray dog, he was probably eating every piece of garbage on the street that he could find just to survive. He had no chip or anything, so he probably was never getting a good quality food. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you what I consider the best dog food on the market. They also make cat food, but by far the best dog food on the market. Are they a sponsor here on the Pet Show? You bet they are. Have they been a sponsor here on the Pet Show for several years? You bet they have. Is it the food I feed my own dogs? You bet it is. And more important than that, I don't want to sound like a broken record. Since I started recommending Lucy pet food and people started feeding it with similar situation to yours, it makes all the difference in the world. Why? Because it has both a prebiotic and probiotic formula. So what I'd like to do, Sandra, is I am going to send you some Lucy pet formulas like pet food. In fact, I'm going to do a commercial for them in just a minute. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. What I want you to do is introduce the Lucy pet food gradually into the food you're already feeding him and then make the switch to Lucy pet food entirely. I'm telling you, between that prebiotic and probiotic formula and everything else that goes into the manufacture of Lucy pet food, you should be fine. I'm glad you're going to have him checked by the vet, but I'm telling you, there's not a better food on the market. And once you get a clean bill of health from the vet, that should help with the stool and any of the issues you're having. Plus, it's just going to make the dog a whole lot healthier.
Okay, the other question, I appreciate what you're doing. Should he be on dry can? Which formulation?
I am sending you the dry food right now. What I want you to do is hold off on the canned food until you get a clean bill of health from the vet. Then you can go over, and Lucy also has canned food as well, so you can mix a little bit of the canned food with the Lucy dry food, and you'll be fine.
Okay. The other thing, he probably, this is what you're talking about, gut health. He goes out and chews on my plants, and then
you have to remember that he was a stray on the street, Sandra, so we don't know how much. He probably never had toys to play with, and when a dog is stressed out, being on the streets can stress you out. He would chew on anything. When a dog chews, it's kind of like a person lighting a cigar or having a drink. It's a way of calming themselves down or scratching their head, so that's why he's doing it. But in the meantime, let's get you started on this. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm actually going to send you some Lucy pet food for the dog. Get back to me when you get a clean bill of health from the vet, or even I'm curious now to hear what the vet has to say, but the Lucy pet food is going to make a major difference for you. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, you just heard me give away some Lucy pet food, I'll be giving away some more. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. You just heard me talking about Lucy pet food. I've been feeding Lucy pet food to my guys, Molly and Willie, since the day I adopted them a little over 2 years ago, and I got to tell you, they are amazing. But I hear every day from listeners across the country, you know, that prebiotic and probiotic formula is so important. And here's the big difference. You know, there are companies let's say there's a company in Midwest, and if you go to the supermarket, you see 15 different brands of pet food. And they're all made at the same place, different formulas, but made at the same place. Not Lucy Pet Food. It's made right here in Southern California, 25 minutes away from where I live. They have their own laboratory. It's just an amazing, amazing company. Their CEO, Joey Herrick, a good friend. Lucy Pet Formulas, like pet food for your dogs and cats, the only ones I recommend. Don't take my word alone. Here's a listener and what they have to say.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy.
But I thought, I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail is disappearing. So my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better. And so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
And that's exactly what I hear all the time. Like I just said to Sandra before about changing over her food, I've been recommending Lucy Pet Formas for Life Pet Food for a while now, and the difference I've seen in dogs and cats is amazing. So I know you're interested now. Where is Lucy Pet Food available? Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com, and if you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is free. Lucy Pet Food is also available at Chewy.com. So Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or go directly to their website. You'll see all the different varieties they have. It's LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. Tell them Warren sent you. You'll be happy. I'll be happy. But most importantly, your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com. That's the best place to get your Lucy Pet Food today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Maybe we'd all purr when cats take over the world.
No way about it. They've already done it. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. I got an open line, which is pretty rare. If you have a question about your dog or cat, want to find out why they're jumping, humping, your cat looks at the litter box and says, use it yourself, you want to adopt a new cat, but you know your cat that's living at the house is not going to accept it, got a new boyfriend, your dog hates him, you get the idea. If you have a question about your dog or cat, just want to share a great story, or tell me about a new dog or cat you adopted maybe during the pandemic or after the pandemic, I'd love to hear from you. And just a reminder that everyone that calls in and does get to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, I'm not giving away small stuff. I have great sponsors. Some of the items I give away are $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your questions. At the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Or if you just want to answer the question of the day is, what have you learned about your pets during the pandemic? I'll still send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'd love to hear from some people that may have some concerns about how their dog or cats are going to react coming up on the 4th of July. I'll guide you with some information there as well. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my friend Susan in beautiful Mamaroneck, New York. Hey, Susan, welcome back to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. I called last week. I know that. And by the way, thank you so much for the kitty lickies. My cat loves them.
Oh, you got them already? Boy, that was pretty quick.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yesterday I got them. So I don't need another gift.
I wasn't going to give you one, Susan. I was going to send it somewhere else anyway.
Oh. Well, here's my question. My cat, he's a rescue cat. I had him, it'll be 2 years in August, and he's a good kitty cat. But the only thing is, sometimes, and nothing wrong with him physically. I had him checked out. He seems to be fine. But sometimes he shakes his head all of a sudden. Like if I come upon him, and if he's lying down or sitting on the floor or whatever, he shakes his head. Then he stops and shakes again. And I never heard of this before.
He doesn't seem to be in any pain at that point?
No.
And the veterinarians checked his ears out and there's no problem with the ears?
Yes. And well, I forgot to tell this to the screener. Sometimes he snaps his teeth shut. And do you think it's nerves, or do you think it's afraid?
It's a tough question to answer because, you know, it's one of those things visually where I really love to see it. But anytime you have a dog or a cat that's shaking their head, obviously the first thing that goes through your head is some type of ear infection. Has he been checked for ear mites as well?
Yes. Nothing.
And his ears have been cleaned?
Fine, yes.
You know, you might want to get a second opinion then. And you know, there's, in other words, it could be a behavioral reason, but from what you're telling me, it doesn't sound behavioral because he's doing it at a certain time. The only other thing I can think of is maybe from his early days and his early litters, maybe the other kittens would lick the ears as a sign of affection and cleaning, and therefore there are certain times when he's feeling a little insecure, he will shake his head to get that across. That's about all I can do for you, Susan. I wish I had a better answer. When you get a second opinion, will you call me back?
Yes, I will. Well, one thing I will tell you, I just thought of this. I had a stroke about 4 years ago, and I'm coming along fine. I'm getting better and better. But because of that, I sometimes am prone to anxiety. And I don't take it out on my cat. I don't know what I do without my cat.
You know what? Let me put you on hold. I don't want to worry. Let's put Susan on hold. Let me take a quick break. I'll get back to Susan. All your phone calls, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
I still got a long way to go. We'll be right back.
dog about everything. Old King Sherman.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I don't think that has anything to do with the anxiety aspect of it. I think it either is a medical issue, or if it's a behavioral issue, it goes back to early grooming when the kitten was with the, when the cat was with its litter mates. Nothing to be overly concerned about, but I do want you to have those ears checked just in case there's something a little bit more that the first vet might have been missing.
He was when I first had him. He's not doing it quite as much.
But I still want you to have a check. Let's have a check. I know you. Give me a call back in a few more weeks. We'll go further with you, Susan. But right now, I need to get a clean bill of health. And if you do get a clean bill of health, I will delve into it, and I will resolve it from a behavioral point. But I don't. At this point, I don't think it's behavioral. I think there's some medical issue that we're dealing with. Anyway, appreciate the phone call. I'm beautiful in Marinette. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. We'll go further. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I do have an open line, pretty rare. Great time to give me a call. I got plenty of stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, the cat's incredible litter, Lucy Petford, copies of my books. You get the idea. Anyway, we have been locked down with our pets for quite a while now, right? A year and a half. Now listen, and this is so important. As lockdown begins to ease, it may just be time for us to offer the comfort to our dogs and cats that they've offered to us for the past 12 months. It is so true. I don't think I could have possibly survived the pandemic without my Molly and Willie. I'd love to hear from you people as well, how your pets have gotten you through it, how you're going to pay them back. Give me a great call. I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. Still coming up on today's show, I get a lot of calls from people asking me about dog aggressive behavior. And they just think that, oh, it's a behavioral issue. The dog's aggressive because, well, there are many medical reasons that can cause aggressive behavior. We'll take a look at that a little bit later on the show. And my question of the day is, what have you learned about your pets during the pandemic? I want to know. Let me get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to my friend Terry in the great state of Washington. Hey, Terry. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. So my question was, since it's been really hot up here, you know, 100, sometimes more, so, I'll have my dog out, and I'll wet down the pavement for him and myself. But when I'm spraying it down, he, like, tries to bite the spray of the hose. I'm kind of curious what caused that.
Yeah, you and probably every person out there that lives with a dog has a dog that bites at the hose water. It's kind of interesting because it's water coming out and they want it, but they don't know how to drink that way. They don't drink a glass like you or me. They lick their water. So when water's in the move like that, psychologically will bite at it rather than lick at it. That's exactly why he's doing it. My dogs, well, not the two I have now, but I had I trained the original dog for the Buster Brown Company, Tig. And Tig was an American Staffordshire Terrier. And when I took the hose out in the backyard, the first thing he would do was bite the water on the hose. If you were to look at dogs biting hose water on Google, I'm sure you'll find thousands of photos. Very common. Nothing to be concerned about. But Terry, I have to give you a pat on the back. Number one, I live in Southern California. It's pretty warm down here where I am as well. But interestingly enough, the heat in Washington State right now, it's so important for people to understand that you cannot walk your dog on the hot pavement. Remember, a dog's body is so much closer to the concrete, so much closer to the blacktop, that can be really, really dangerous for them. So the fact that you're hosing it down, short experiences outside, try to exercise them, obviously, either early in the morning or later in the evening when it cools down, but you're doing everything right. You know, I always tell people before they take their dog for a walk, what they need to do is go outside barefoot. If it's too hot for your feet, Terry, then it's too hot for your dog's feet as well. How's the rest of the heat? Is he dealing with it okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and him are inside most of the time, but when I do go to sit out in the evening or afternoon, it's still out, but yeah,
what type of dog did you say? A terrier. What type of terrier do you know, or just a kind of a blended dog? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I think it's a German terrier. We adopted him, so.
A German terrier, Manchester terrier maybe. I don't know. We'll have to find out. Anyway, great. Listen, when's the heat supposed to break there?
Well, right now it's supposed to be over 100, and then between now and Thursday, it's supposed to be, you know, like way up in the 100s.
Here's what I suggest you do, Terry. Sit in the house, turn on the radio, watch TV, make yourself a margarita, and hang out with the dog till it cools down. That's the best we can do. Anyway, Terry, I'm trying to think of what I want to send Terry. Let's see, what do I want to send Terry? You know, I am going to send you, Terry. I don't know what I want to send you, Terry. I'm thinking about. You know what, Terry? I'm going to send you some hemp seed joint health for that, Terry, to keep those hips and joints in the best shape ever. Great call. Thank you. I'll speak to you again. Call me back next time when your terrier is taken over. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Did you know that 61% of cats under the age of 6 will show signs of osteoarthritis, at least in one joint? We're going to talk about helping older pets a little bit later. Also going to talk about the hot weather out there and so many medical cause of aggression. We don't often talk about that, but we will. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Did you hear the story about the boy that had a limb problem, a 7-year-old, Paxton Williams? Occupational therapist told his family about a puppy born with a limb difference. The family wondered if they had room for a new dog, but they figured it would not hurt for Paxton, who has a limb difference in his right leg. So the boy has a limb difference. He's got one leg that's shorter than the other. The dog was born without a right front paw. They introduced them to each other. Well, you're going to make me cry now. They absolutely fell in love with each other and their kindred spirits, and they're living happily ever after in Waconia, Minnesota. I love doing stories like that. Hey, the phone number here again, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have Jim in Illinois. We have Alan in Cadillac, Michigan. We got the lines are full. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But let me brag a little bit. I have been talking to you on the radio and TV. In this November, it will be 40 years. 40 years straight. I'm going to figure out a way to celebrate. It'll be 40 years. And recently, you know, I've been talking about my Hugs and Kisses supplements for 30-some-odd years. Well, they're redone, and I want to tell you about the brand-new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements and why it's so important. Because your name, my name, is on the label. That means my reputation is on the line. Listen to what I've done to the Hugs and Kisses supplements. I've added glucosamine. I've added chondroitin, so now your dogs and cats will have the strongest bones, hips, and joints ever. My Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 now has both prebiotics and probiotics, which means your dogs and cats will have the healthiest gut and much better digestion. The Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 now boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. I've added omega-3, omega-6, 9, along with lecithin. And let me tell you, nothing better for your dog and cat's skin and coat than lecithin. If you're tired of excessive shedding, if you're tired of your dog or cat's dry skin, if you're tired of bare spots, if you're tired of excessive licking and itching, and you're tired of your cat's hairballs, then Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement should be a supplement they get every day. It's also rich in antioxidants. And listen to this. There's no wheat. There's no corn. There's no soy. By the way, those are the most common dog and cat allergies. Now, my Hugs and Kisses supplements are available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, wish.com, or you can go to my website directly, thepetshow.com, or call my office at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hug. So check out the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my assistant Julie at 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Greenbox Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
I horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse.
And we are back on the Pet Show. Of course everyone can talk to horses and cats and dogs. Let me go to my friend Jim in Sullivan, Illinois. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yes, sir. It's a good day in Illinois. How are you?
It's a good day all around the country. What can I do for you, Jim?
I have a 2.5-year-old German Shepherd. He's a wonderful dog. My complaint about her is anytime I go away and come back, I want to pet her on the head. She immediately raises up her nose. She wants to lick all the time. If she lays down beside us or any other time, when she gets close, all she wants to do is lick.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, how old was the dog when you got her? First of all, you know I know everything there is about German Shepherds. How old was the dog when you got her?
She was two.
2 years old?
She was two when we got her. She's actually over three now.
Okay, but here's the scenario. Where was she for 2 years before you got her?
With a breeder.
Okay, so the dog never received the type of attention. So the dog was with other dogs. The way dogs calm each other down is by licking each other. When a litter of puppies is born, the first thing the mother dog does is lick them to make them feel comfortable. So I'm assuming this is a female or a male?
She's a male. She's been neutered.
Okay, so here's what's going on. When she is with you, and she's lying down with you, she's licking you as a way to make you feel comfortable, but to make herself feel comfortable as well. So to try to say no, bad dog fooey, would be like telling someone, don't hug me, I don't want you to hug me. Her licking is a way of calming herself down and in her mind establishing a relationship with you. Remember, she was around other dogs her entire life before she got to you, Jim. Therefore, her way to relate was the way dogs relate to each other, and that's by licking each other as a sign of confidence, as a sign of alleviating stress and anxiety. Is it really bothersome, or can you deal with it?
Oh, I suppose I can deal with it. Will she grow out of it?
It's very possible she will, but one of the things I would recommend that you do is don't say anything. When she starts licking, you might be saying no now or pulling away. Don't do that. When she starts licking and it's too much, just don't say a word. Get up and walk away. She'll get the idea that licking is not accomplishing any response on your part. Therefore, eventually, she will stop.
Okay, well, we've got an 8-year-old black and tan, so she does have, you know, a brother. Not the same litter, but there is another dog.
Well, that's good. They got the two. Oh, boy, what a combination, a shepherd and a black and tan. Anyway, Jim, don't go in there. Let's put Jim on hold. Send him a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Jim, the licking is just a way of the dog not only showing affection, but also calming you down and calming yourself down at the same time. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back at you. If you have a cat, listen carefully. You know, cats call the shots on when to sleep, when to socialize, and when to eat. They know exactly what they want, and what they really want is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and, yes, food toppers. That's right. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze over dry food for an extra treat, especially great for those finicky felines. Kitty Lickies lickable moose cat treats come in three feline favorite recipes, chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken. Each 2-ounce packet contains 4 individual pouches for your cat to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, no artificial flavors or preservatives. Your cat won't stop licking the delicious moose treats. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treat is a great choice. Plus, for finicky cats, Kitty Lickies doubles as a great food topper. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out Kitty Lickies today at LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. You'll be happier, your cats will be healthier, and a lot smarter as well. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet. Check them out at LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, Colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. Connie, Alan, Jody, we're going to have to break for the top of the hour. You'll be my first three calls coming back. Alan, you'll be up number one. If you want to give me a call now, 877-725-8255. I got this email this week. A lot of people want to adopt dogs and cats, but for some reason, some rescues won't adopt them. And I understand that. One rescue organization asked that I fill out a 7-page application, submit 5 personal references, and provide a detailed record of every pet I've owned since childhood. Another wanted my driver's license number, multiple references, a fecal sample from each of my dogs, a personal meeting, and a separate home visit. Others wanted to know whether my yard was fenced, if I'd enroll my pet in training classes, if I'd ever been divorced, how much time I spent at home, and what my overall discipline philosophy was. You know, I understand this, and so many of my listeners, bless you guys, have adopted their dogs from shelters and their cats from shelters. But sometimes a little authority goes a little bit too far. This was crazy. This woman wanted to adopt this dog. I had a call on my L.A. show this morning where a senior in Huntington Beach, California, wanted to adopt a senior cat, went to a local rescue at a Petco store to adopt the cat, filled out an application, they went adopted to her. She's had cats her whole life. She's had the same veterinarian her whole life. She's had cats that live to 18, 17, 19 years old. And you know what else? What else happened is they turned her down. So I'm trying to figure out why would they possibly turn her down. It could it be age? Age discrimination is not allowed. But I do understand in some circumstances, if they're adopting a dog or a cat to a senior citizen, what they would have to do is make sure that senior citizen had someone that could take the pet if, God forbid, something were to happen to them, or the dog or cat would go exactly back to the organization they got it from. And we take a quick break. When we come back, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun, space.
sun.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.